I'm very clear. Israel must have that, does have that right to defend herself, and Hamas bears responsibility.
A siege is appropriate? Cutting off power, cutting off water? Sakir?
Well, I think that Israel does have that right. It is an ongoing situation. Obviously, everything should be done within international law, but I don't want to step away from the sort of core principles that Israel has a right to defend herself and Hamas bears responsibility. I know that that LBC clip has been widely shared and caused real concern and distress in some Muslim communities. So let me be clear about what I was saying and what I wasn't saying. I was saying Israel had the right to self-defence. And when I said that right, it was that right to self-defence. I was not saying that Israel had the right to cut off water, food, fuel or medicines.
A siege is appropriate? Cutting off power, cutting off water, Sakir?
Well, I think that Israel does have that right.
Do you think it's acting within international law?
I think it's unwise for politicians to stand on stages like this or to sit in television studios and pronounce day by day which acts may or may not be in accordance with international law. I think it's not the role of politicians.
Is Vladimir Putin a war criminal?
Yes.
Yes.
What I've seen already amounts to war crimes, particularly the awful attacks on civilians. And I think it's very important that he's held to account and is responsible. And all those that are acting with him know that they too will be held to account. And this is something which we need to make clear now, so that those who are involved at the moment know what the consequences are.